And now that the moment had come, Susanna felt neither vindication nor sympathy nor sorrow. She only nodded. Do they mean to eat him? To feed those terrible elders with his corpse? I'm almost sure not, Susanna said. And yet cannibalism was in it somewhere. Her heart whispered it was so. They don't care about me at all, Mia said. Just a babysitter, isn't that what you called me? And they won't even let me have that, will they? I don't think so, Susanna said. You might get 6 months to nurse him, but even that... She shook her head, then bit her lip as a fresh contraction gusted into her, turning all the muscles in her belly and thighs to glass. When it eased a little, she finished. I doubt it. Then kill us if it comes to that. Say you will, Susanna, do you? I beg. And if I do for you, Mia, what will you do for me, assuming I could believe any word out of your liar's mouth? I'd free you, if chance allows. Susanna thought it over and decided that a poor bargain was better than no bargain at all. She reached up and took the hands which were gripping her shoulders. All right, I agree. Then, as at the end of their previous palaver in this place, the sky tore open and the Merlin behind them and the very air between them. Through the rip, Susanna saw a moving hallway. The image was dim, blurry. She understood she was looking through her own eyes, which were mostly shut. Bulldog and Hawkman still had her. They were bearing her toward the door at the end of the hallway. Always, since Roland had come into her life, there was another door, and she guessed they must think she'd passed out or fainted. She supposed that, in a way, she had. Then she fell back into the hybrid body with the white legs, only who knew how much of her previously brown skin was now white. She thought that situation, at least, was about to end, and she was delighted. She would gladly swap those white legs, strong though they might be, for a little peace of mind. A little peace in her mind. 19.
She's coming around,
someone growled. The one with the bulldog face, Susanna thought. Not that it mattered. Underneath, they all looked like humanoid rats with fur growing out of their bone-crusty flesh. Good deal. That was Sayre walking behind them. She looked around and saw that her entourage consisted of 6 low men, Hawkman, and a trio of vampires. The low men wore pistols in Dockers' clutches. Only she supposed that in this world you had to call them shoulder holsters. When in Rome, dear, do ya as the Romans do. 2 of the vampires had bas, the crossbow weapon of the Colas. The 3rd was carrying a bitterly buzzing electric sword of the sort the wolves had wielded. 10-1 odds, Susanna thought coolly. Not good, but it could be worse. Can you? Mia's voice from somewhere inside. Shut up, Susanna told her. Talking's done. Ahead on the door they were approaching, she saw this. North Central Positronics Limited. New York, FedIC. Maximum security, verbal entry code required. It was familiar, and Susanna instantly knew why. She'd seen a sign similar to this during her one brief visit to FedIC. FedIC, where the real Mia, the being who had assumed mortality in what might be history's worst bargain, was imprisoned. When they reached it, Sayre pushed past her on Hawkman's side. He leaned toward the door and spoke something guttural deep in his throat, some alien word Susanna never could have pronounced herself. It doesn't matter, Mia whispered. I can say it, and if I need to, I can teach you another that you can say. But now, Susanna, I'm sorry for everything. Fare you well. The door to the ARC-16 experimental station in FedIC came open. Susanna could hear a ragged humming sound and could smell ozone. No magic powered this door between the worlds. This was the work of the old people, and failing. Those who'd made it had lost their faith in magic, had given up their belief in the tower. In the place of magic was this buzzing, dying thing, this stupid mortal thing. And beyond it she saw a great room filled with beds. Hundreds of them. It's where they operate on the children, where they take from them whatever it is the breakers need. Now only one of the beds was occupied. Standing at its foot was a woman with one of those terrible rat's heads, a nurse, perhaps. Beside her was a human. Susanna didn't think he was a vampire, but couldn't be sure, as the view through the door was as wavery as the air over an incinerator.